practical jokes or anything that any stories from that year?
Well, I don't know if it's good for baseball or not. Well, I'll tell you, but we're doing that. Yeah, Frank Chance was the manager down Bermuda. We was all we all had a report at 11 o'clock to bed. Mm-hmm. Be in the bedroom.
Be in 11 o'clock.
Ray Caldwell. Hey, oh yeah, Ray McCall was one of our good pitchers too. So Ray, 11 o'clock in the morning, we was all sitting on the porch talk. Ray says, "I'm tired, I'm going up to bed."
Mm-hmm.
Ray went out the window instead of out the bed. He went down to Hamilton. They only had one hotel at that time in Hamilton, at Bermuda. So he went down. He came back 4 o'clock in the morning. He thought the Chance wasn't going to bother. But every bellhop in that hotel knows when a ball player is out after 11 o'clock. Don't forget about it. So they come back 4 o'clock in the morning, came down for breakfast about 9 o'clock, and Chance was sitting there waiting for him. Boy, he bawled him out. He said, you're not getting any money during this month, but you're going to get fined $50 anyway for going out that window. He was a good pitcher, Ray Caldwell, wasn't he?
I guess... Who was the toughest hitter that you faced while you were pitching in the big leagues?
Well,
would that be Ty Cobb, you think?
Detroit. Oh, that Detroit was a tough team.
Tough team. Was there any one person that you just could never get out or had trouble getting out? Or?
Well, I never had no trouble getting them out. Sometimes they'd get a hit, but I'd get them most all the time. I knew all in Detroit players, but I can't think about them now.
After you left the Yankees...
Who?
After you left the Yankees and you went to St. Louis, did you keep track of Hal Chase?
No, I didn't get interested in him.
Okay, so you didn't...
When I got away from the Yankees, I was just interested in the St. Louis Browns.
Okay, so you didn't...
They farmed me out to Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
And I got hot.
Oh, you did.
I got hot then. And besides, I was a hitting pitcher. That's something. I hit 406 there in 1950 before I went to St. Louis Browns that fall. 406 for a pitcher.
That's pretty good.
And the big headlines in all the papers, right on the front page, 406.
How many at-bats did you have?
Huh?
How many at-bats did you have?
How many at-bats?
Yeah.
Oh, I led the whole league that year, 1915.
Oh, you did?
All the teams.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's the year I went to St. Louis Brown.
Okay. Now, this question is not as a baseball player, but as somebody who's been around since then. Do you remember any of the headlines during the 1920 trials and hearings of the Chicago White Sox? Was there anything?
In the World Series is thrown.
That's right.
Cy Coddy, their greatest pitcher, was in on it.
And Dickie Kerr didn't throw it. Dickie Kerr didn't throw the game, did he?
I think he was in the gamble too.
No, he was the one who wouldn't.
He was the one told on.
Yeah, that's the same last name as me, Kerr. See?
Oh, that's your name.
Yeah, that's my name too.
You remember that? Shoeless Joe Jackson, I remember him. And Buck Weaver, I remember Buck Weaver was in on it.
Yeah.
I only know I could remember them all, but now I cast too long. You know?
Yeah. Do you remember any headlines about Hal Chase during that time? I mean, was Hal Chase implicated in this in the newspapers, or was it just behind the back room?
Well, I can't say about Hal Chase after I got out too much.
Oh, okay. Let me ask you a question about gambling in baseball, okay?
Gambling?
Yeah. It's reported that the gamblers had box seats down on the field.
Not on the
and
field.
They took bets. They took bets during the game in the front row.
Well,
do you remember any of that?
They might keep that covered up. I don't remember.
Okay,
not in the park, but on the outside of the admission gate.
Oh, they did. That's when they did.
They're hanging out there. And, well, you see how the gamblers got in with Pete Rose.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Pete Rose?
Yeah.
He got $200,000 in 1 year, and he didn't report it to the income tax.
Mm-hmm.
And he's out of baseball for good now.
There's speculation that Christy Mathewson also liked to place a bet, and that he often carried around a roll of bills with him. You ever heard anything like that?
The only thing I ever heard about Christy Mathewson, he was a great pitcher.
Great pitcher.
Great pitcher.
Well, I know he had a good public relation.
Yeah.
But a guy that played center field for him said Christy always carried around a roll of bills and was very happy to take a bet.
But
you never heard any talk like that.
I never heard any talk.
Never heard talk.
Only heard he was one of the greatest pitchers ever was.
That's right. Okay, one last question here. So, you never saw Hal Chase doing anything dishonest or throwing any games. Is that right?
Only that time I was down Bermuda, I told you.
Uh-huh.
That the ball players would give them a chance at a tough time down there.
And everybody...
The same way when they come back to New York, they kept it up.
So
they do everything to get them mad, you know?
So you think most of the players were laying down. They didn't like Chance. They didn't want to play for him.
They didn't try to play for him.
And nobody was really trying. And he just picked on Chase because he went to the reporters and he said, Chase is throwing games.
Yeah.
But he just picked on Chase, didn't he? Because the players wanted Chase to be manager.
Yeah, they wanted Chase to be manager.
And Chance didn't like it because everyone was laying down.
That's right. Chance didn't like it. And he was upset all the time. Half the time he didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
You put that leather headgear on and go back. Yeah. Everybody give him a laugh. The players, the players give him a laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, leather, it's open, you know, like the old football player headgear's not like today. But that old leather headgear he put on, he went up and he popped up, he took one of the other players out, he popped up. They all give him the laugh. The players couldn't get along. Couldn't get along, but he was a great ball player in his younger days. Taker, the Cobb, and they were good ball players.
Great. Right, okay.
But he didn't sit in there with the Yankees.
So
Chance didn't sit in there.
That's good. Did you see Chase? Did Chase make a lot of errors? When he made errors, why did he make errors?
If he did, he didn't like Chance.
Well, that's why you think. Before Chance came in 1912 and 1911, that Chase made a lot of errors. Do you think he was just taking too many risks at first base, playing too far back, playing too far in?
I don't think he made many errors. I never seen him make an error. I was there.
Well, he once told Moriarty, George Moriarty, who played third base, he once told him to throw at the bag and that he would get there eventually.
You throw at the bag and he'd come up and catch it.
So you just
they throw a lot of them throw to the bag. Them ball players have to get there.
Yeah.
If a guy throws a ball to second base or a guy throws to first base, you better be there.
Mm-hmm.
No fooling around.
Yeah.
No fooling around.
Well, that concludes my interview with Chester Hoff. Chester Hoff, a member of the 1911 Yankees in 1912 and 1913 before he was traded to the St. Louis Browns, where he concluded his career in 1915. I'd like to say on a personal note that I found Chester Hoff to be quite lucid. There are occasional errors in this tape as far as dates, and some of them may even be mine. He had a very good recollection about certain things, and he didn't try to expound on anything that he didn't remember. If he didn't remember, he told me, I don't remember. I found him to be an extremely likable man. and a true Yankee. This concludes the interview. Thank you very much.